Acts of Power by Lynn Andrews. We're going to take your calls when we come back on Coast to Coast. And if you've gone through some kind of experience like where you've been healed or you did it yourself, share that story. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Lynn Andrews. Lynn, do you have to go to a shaman to heal yourself, or can you learn this to do it on yourself?
Well, I think you can learn to do it yourself, but it takes, you learn that from another shaman. Anybody can learn to be a shaman, but it's a dedication, you know. It's not something you just do by going, to a lecture.
Right. You don't pick it up that easily.
Right.
I mean, look at you. It's taken you, 30 years to do this?
Yes. But, you know, I had a little help, I think, from Great Spirit, because I could see lights around people when I was a little girl, and I thought everybody else could. And, I had a God, the Great Spirit, the goddess beings were close to me. And it's funny, George, I wanted to go to a Catholic school, a not Catholic, but I loved the nuns, because they were so dedicated to teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And the classes were, like 6 in a class. It was wonderful. And I learned about prayer and, different aspects of religion and the Bible. And I loved it. I mean, the study was very important to me.
Before we go to calls, tell us about the mystery school.
The mystery school came from my not being more than one person. I was on book tour many, many years. I've written a lot of books. And I'd go on book tour, I'd work with people as I went along. But I found, my gosh, how many people can you see in a day and still be, you get tired. So I thought, okay, there are so many people in this world who need to understand how to make an act of power so that they can really see who they are. An act of power is, and that mirror reflects you in the truest of ways, and so many other things. But I wanted to give people what I had learned. If we, most people like to learn something new. And so that's why I did it. Is that what you asked me?
Mm-hmm.
I may have forgotten what your question was.
Well, we're talking about the mystery schools.
Oh, the mystery school. Yes, thank you. So that's when I decided that talk with my teachers and ask if I could create a school, some sort of academy for consciousness that I think people need so, so desperately. And they love it when they start to learn and they have fun. And this academy, I've written the curriculum for 4 years. So people don't have to come to, a campus. Yeah, I do this. I send you material, we talk on the phone, we have meetings on the phone with other students, and we get together, the possibility of getting together twice a year, but only one of those events is, I really need you to come to that one event. It's usually in Arizona.
How long is the schooling?
Well, there is 4 years, but I also
that's intense.
That's a huge commitment. So I have 2 years also, and have a certain degree after 2 years. And I give you that, and if you do the 4 years, you have a degree of completion, an academic degree that is very useful in the world. It's, you know, it's a certificate that is well established.
Let's go to the phones, Lynn, and take some calls here. Let's start with Louise in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Good to have you with
us.
How
are you all?
We're great. Go ahead.
I need help with demon spirits that my ex-family sent to me. Can you please help me?
What do you do about demons and spirits, Lynn? Do you handle stuff like that?
No, I don't really. I can certainly help you with it. But you have somebody sending you what, did you say?
Demons and evil spirits.
That's dreadful. Well.
Great family members, right?
Yeah, family members. That's a huge question. But would personally, if people are actually doing that, I would turn away from them. Why do you allow them in your life at all?
Who would you recommend for someone like a medium or somebody to do the cleansing?
You could go to to a medium. You could find somebody in your area that could do that. I could work with you on the phone. I do work with people on the phone, and I can help you yourself.
Louise, her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com, so I invite you to go to that. You can reach her by email that way as well, and I hope you rid yourself of those demons, to be sure. Blair, Sedona, Arizona, take it away. Hi, Blair.
Hey, George, New Year's 2022 greetings.
Here we go, my friend. Can't be stopped yet, can we?
Oh, my goodness. This is great. You're going on your third decade now, aren't you?
We're starting year 20. Yep.
Lynn, I wanted to talk about your comment of fear versus unconditional love, but preface it with my meeting with who I considered a great shaman. I met Baba Ram Dass in person in 1975.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we made eye contact. Matter of fact, he made eye contact in the lobby of 500 people coming to hear his lecture. He stood in the lobby and greeted each of us. And so the theory of unconditional love was a reality in Ram Dass's eyes. And Ram Dass was saying things like, we took this birth because we have a lot of work to do that involves suffering and the kinds of situations we find ourselves in, and that this is our curriculum for this birth. He said, where you are now with all your neuroses and problems is just the right place. This is it, and it's perfect. Live life fully and richly as a partner with God and accept what comes with openness and love. And please comment on fear versus unconditional love, Lynn. Thank you very much.
Well, I think that's wonderful what you were saying, and I agree with it completely. I think that this incarnation is about having a family, most likely, in childhood that gives you certain problems you have to work out. I think this existence right now is about going to a level of higher consciousness so that you can see what is developing in the world and why. And how you fit into that. You know, what is your place? Your place is to find awareness of yourself and love yourself for having doubt and fear, because it helps you a great deal. When you have fear, you pay attention. And have fear, you can deal with that fear. You can go right into the middle of that fear and dissipate.
Do you think animals feel fear, Lynn?
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
But they feel fear as an instinct.
It's a survival mechanism for them.
Right. And they, you know, they move out of trouble by its instinctual fear. We on the other hand, oftentimes don't listen to our instinct. We forget that we're animals too. And maybe it's a real good idea to move out of the way of something.
I mean, how many times do we hear that little voice and we just don't listen?
We don't. And that truck comes barreling down towards us at 100 miles an hour.
Yep. Let's go to Kathleen in Scranton, Pennsylvania, east of the Rockies. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. Thank you kindly.
Sure.
And happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
What I'd like to ask, Lynn, is there a ceremony prior to you with the shamans, prior to your healings?
All right, prior to doing the healings, is there some kind of ceremony of dance or song or anything like that, Lynn?
Oh, yes, there is. If you read Medicine Woman, my first book, you will find in there ways of doing ceremonies for yourself, and also Flight of the Seventh Moon, that has been changed to the name of Spirit Woman, which is my second book. Those two would be really wonderful for you. And there's also another book called Love and Power.
What does ceremony do, Lynn, prior to the event?
Well, ceremony brings in the energy of spirit. All have guardians and spirit helpers. Some people call them angels. You have them around you, but they're a little on the lazy side. And you have to, you know, you have to wake them up and say, help me, you know, do this now. And, you know, you have to be strong with them, with your intent. Not in a mean way, but in, hey, get their attention.
Next up, let's go to Chucky in Seattle, west of the Rockies. Hey, Chucky.
Hey, Happy New Year, Mr. Norrie, and Happy New Year, Mrs. Andrews.
Thank you, Chucky. You too.
Mine was more of like a experience and a comment.
Okay.
I had my cousin who was going to commit suicide, and I had helped him. I had spoken about this last time I had called. I had actually saved him from hanging himself, and there was this brief moment where I did feel like an overwhelming feeling of like a higher power, and that made me realize, you know, that kids nowadays are so bombarded with, you know, believing into this religion, believing into that religion, and in this day of age, you know, darkness is everywhere. I feel like we should be more focused through meditation and, you know, spiritual healing where we can find ourselves versus, you know, losing ourselves in this whole crowd.
What do you think of that, Lynn?
Yes. No, I think you're absolutely right. And I do think it takes a certain kind of skill. And I think learning some skills would help you hugely. I think you would enjoy it. I give events on occasion. It would be wonderful if you would come, and I invite all of your listeners. I think they would enjoy it hugely. It's fun, and I teach you things.
Just wear a mask, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, we wear masks indeed, and we have to tear them off.
When you have your events, where are they? In the Phoenix area?
In the Phoenix area, yes. And I give one in Hawaii, which is a wonderful place to go to experience the beauty of all these teachings. But usually in Arizona now. Maybe in Sedona, maybe it depends on where we go. The last event I gave was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I used to live. And I just gave that not long ago.
Do you do healings on stage?
Pardon me?
Do you do healings on stage?
No.
Okay, you don't do that.
They're very private. It's not something that I use as a device in some way.
Let's go to Ruth in Leonardtown, Maryland. Welcome to the show. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, George, and hi, Lynn. I just have a question about energy.
Okay.
My sister-in-law is a shaman, and I recently consulted her about an injury that I had. I broke my hand, and it's messed up pretty bad. I'm having a hard time with it healing. And she gave me an herbal remedy to use with turmeric. And she also told me that I need green and gold energy. What is the green and gold energy? She didn't explain it. And she also said what Lynn said about they don't like to tell their secrets. But could you please tell me what is the green and gold energy?
Can you help her there, Lynn?
Well, the green energy is heart. It's love. It's opening your heart. Find a way to move into your heart. If you have an appointment with me, I can help you do that. You could just go to my website, LynnAndrews.com, and get a hold of me. But the whole point is to go into that situation to heal it.
And what about the gold energy?
The gold energy is hope. It's divine hope. So you have heart, the opening of your heart, love, and divine energy. The gold will come through. There's something you're doing that's holding that back, shielding it, I guess I would say. Think about it. Think about holding a shield up. Like a Native American shield or a Roman shield. You hold that shield up to deflect the golden light, like the sun. Take that shield and put it down and let that light fill you. Top of your head all the way down to your feet and all the way back up.
Lynn, where do people get your books?
Well, they're, what's the bookstore that still exists?
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, thank you. And, or off of my own website or Amazon.
And you can still get some of the past ones that you wrote a long time ago?
You can, and if you have any trouble with that, just go on to my website, just LynnAndrews.com, and it will take you, show you how to go to the store.
What's your next project, Lynn?
My next project is this new book that is coming out called Acts of Power. It's helping people. First of all, we all need an inspiration. Every single day, a new inspiration that maybe we haven't thought of. So I wrote this book, daily form, so that there are teachings that are profound. They're not just blither blather. You know, have a nice day and meet the man that you, the love of your life. Nothing like that. It's the
This has some substance behind it. Lynn, we're going to take a quick break and come back with final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, for the first half, Mitch Horowitz joins us to talk about the occult. And then later on in the program, Suzanne Ross joins us to talk about updates on parallel realities. Looking forward to that. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Lynn Andrews as we talk about shamans, and where does the magic part of this, Lynn, come in?
Hi. The magic part of shamanism, I think it would look like magic to people who are unfamiliar with it, to be able to work with someone and actually heal them or help them to heal themselves, I should say. The magic comes from music that we might create. The drumming is one of the most incredible, magical things that we do. When you drum together the heartbeat of Mother Earth, you can drum in a circle with other people that have never played an instrument or anything like it and have never done any real spiritual work. And you can drum and get the beat of Mother Earth quietly, softly. And it's incredible. It changes people. It helps them to bring in a higher your state of consciousness.
All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Jeremy in North Dakota. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, my good friend George.
I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. And Lynn, I have a question. A little over 18 years ago, I was in a terrible auto accident. I was in a coma for 2.5 months. When I woke up, when I woke up from my coma, they told me the best projections for my lifespan. I had a truncated lifespan of only the age of 32. I am now 46. I'm wondering, is there a way that I can increase my power by living longer and longer and longer?
How does he increase that lifespan even more than he has, Lynn?
You know, what would be so wonderful, ever write anything? Have you ever written a story?
Published a website.
You know, it would be wonderful for you to write about what's happened to you, but from an inner voice, your experience and the amazing quality of...
George, can I give out the website?
Absolutely, Jeremy. Go ahead.
It's www.kiario.info.
Is that your last name?
Dot info.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, is that website your last name, or how'd you come up with that name?
Name stands for No Information Accurately, Wreck Initiated Outrageousness.
Right. You got it. Very good. Yeah, he's a great caller for us, Lynn, and survived much longer than doctors said he would. And that's a miracle all by itself.
You believe in miracles. They'll just keep happening with you. If you write about your experience, it would help. But I think the belief that you've acquired through what you've already been through will help you to live a very long life.
What do you think of prayer, Lynn? Does it work? I think so.
Oh, gosh, yes. Prayer, absolutely. But prayer is as powerful as the person praying. You have to believe that you are reaching blessed ones, whoever you're praying to.
Well, that's absolutely true. Lynn, give out your website, if you would, to folks.
My website is lynnandrews.com. Pretty easy.
That is easy.
lynnandrewsproductions.com also.
That's one of the easier websites I've had to deal with anyways. And the books, you've got 21 of them, right?
Yes, I have.
Now, this latest one, Acts of Power, is this like a mixture of all the books together?
Well, it's daily acts of power, daily teachings for inspired living. And I have taken quotes out of my own books, teachings out of my own books, and put them in like March 13th. If you turn to that, you'll find it'll say, take your power.
Well, that's the way to do it, to be sure, folks. Lynn, thanks for being on the program. We truly appreciate it. For Michael Coscio, Gina Salvati, Tom Danheiser, Dan Galanti, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesor, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp. I'm George Norrie. Someone out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on my next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.